Thank you. Michael. In this day and age, we are bombarded by information. Most of what we are exposed to is garbage, usually someone urging us to buy something. Trivial nonsense which, once we get past the initial distraction it provides, doesn't offer much in the way of practical value. Advertising and entertainment are now more than just encountered on the odd occasion. They constantly invade our thoughts and private space, giving us little room to reflect on the world and to make even the simplest decisions for ourselves unhindered. And now, adding to the pressures exerted on us by the formally accepted media, the internet has democratized the platform of expression that once belonged solely to large institutions. Now everyone has something to say, and they feel it is more important than what anyone else has to say, and are compelled to force it onto the world regardless of the ultimate significance of doing so. Like 1,000 individual sounds all screaming out at once, no one voice stands out, and nothing is intelligible for the sheer volume of sound being produced. Through the media, we have the image of paradise pumped into people's minds 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering every physical thing a person could ever want at only the push of a button and the charging of a credit card. We have conquered the material world, put a price tag on everything, and served it up for the whole of humanity to enjoy. Everything a commodity, everything to be processed and enjoyed here, now, this instant. Yet we are not satisfied. It escapes our understanding why we are so completely miserable, despite having the whole world within reach all at once. Because we confuse the tangible aspect of reality with the intangible side of it. All gods are dead in our minds, and have left behind only the material world to act as a source of purpose and fulfillment. The problem with this is that we have ceased to know the world, except in light of what it can be to us as individual humans in terms of immediate utility. Our considerations lack any sort of universal context. Instead, we perceive the world as millions of unrelated options, unconnected by any sequence of motives or consequences. The more we indulge in the material, the more we misinterpret the relevance of what we perceive as the material world, and the more confusion we create in our minds. Ambient music is a striving for calm outside of the modern worldview. It dares to look beyond the egocentric, directing the mind instead to the wider contextual significance that things attain when one ceases to understand them as isolated phenomena. It reduces musical content to a set of unified components and focuses away from the significance of individual parts to reflect upon a greater truth revealed when it is realized that the work centers around a singularity of purpose. Ambient is like the music of the universe, diverse in its many parts, but unified at a meta level by the very relationship components have with one another. In an age where one is encouraged to look upon the world through a fragmented materialism, ambient music can act as a launch pad for transcending the immediate and the petty. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ambient music invites us to abandon our worldly considerations for a moment, suspend time and stimulate the mind's most elusive capacities by indulging in a sensual entrancement. Like the sound of the wind blowing across the landscape, or the waves of the ocean lapping against the shore, ambient acts as largely unobtrusive ethereal noise by which one is gently lulled and soothed, comforted simply by the sensation of knowing there is a whole world of mysterious beauty all around them. Very often it will evoke imagery of the stars, planets, and cosmic tides. It will seem to transport us to whole other realms, wherein one can look back upon the world and simply awe at what a wonder existence really is. When we focus too much on our own immediate desires, we tend to forget that there even exists a whole world around us with consequences and implications greater than we are usually able to affect or comprehend. Overstimulation has trivialized the profound by dissecting it to its basest parts and isolating them for our own material gains, in the process forgetting what exactly it is that makes existence so fascinating and worth being around to witness. Ambient music may serve as a key to understanding the world in a new light. By dissolving attention to the ego, it forces us to consider the value things have when our own preferences and wants are shrunk to their actual significance. As one of the most important artistic movements within the neoclassical tradition, it remains largely misunderstood by a world whose expectations of art are based on immediate gratification and individualized utility. Its implications, however, for the re-evaluation of human life in accordance with universal principles are almost beyond parallel within contemporary art, and for any idealist bold enough to explore, it may provide a welcome escape from the fast-paced neurosis of modern life.